There was a guy that used to sell popsicles out in front of the door. They called him the Chiseler. I remember hanging out waiting for a show, and Larissa and John were down there, and they're joking with him and stuff. And Larissa lived upstairs for a while. Some people squatted there after the club closed, and Larissa was living upstairs. I remember it was a Sunday, and I drove past, and there's Alyssa's younger sister standing on the sidewalk looking up at this open window. And all of a sudden, it was a really hot day on a Sunday. There's nobody there around or anything. And I'm looking up, and here comes Larissa to the window with this big bucket of water that she throws out onto her sister. And then they both squeal in delight and did it again. It was a really funny scene. But yeah, that was, the City Club was cool. I mean, the decoration, I mean, parts of it looked like somebody's Grosse Pointe sun porch or something. I mean, it was all big green and white prints and stuff. And there were all these different rooms. I remember Killing Joke played there. They were so loud, there was actually nobody in the house. Everybody was out in the ante rooms having a good time and stuff. And I mean, that was when a lot of the fashion scene, those kids were starting to exert their own thing as opposed to the older rockers and the bookies, punk rockers. I mean, there was really a kind of a generation change between bookies and the City Club, at least in my mind, just because of how I saw it.